And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Fails me. That's Journey Home, and I really like that song. Always enjoy getting to hear those folks sing Journey Home from over in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while, and I sure hope the program today blesses your heart. And friend, want to let you know that He never will fail you. He may not do exactly what you want Him to do, but He'll always do what's right. Isn't that wonderful to know? Well, friend, I hope you know Him today as your personal Savior. I was hopelessly lost in my sin. I had no hope in this life, nor in the life to come. One day He found me in that lost and hopeless condition and showed me a way to heaven. I'm glad that I realized that did not have to go to hell, that I could go to heaven through and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He loved me as I was, but He wasn't going to leave me in that shape if I would only accept Him as my personal Savior. And I did, and I'm so glad that I did. And He changed my life and made my life worth living, and He'll do the same for you today if you'll accept Him as your personal Savior. Well, thank the Lord for His saving grace, His keeping grace, His free grace. Can't earn your way to heaven. Can't buy your way to heaven. Can't be good enough to go to heaven. It's by grace are you saved through faith. It's a gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. All, friend, the ground's level to the cross. The rich man, the poor man, and all races of people, whether they be white, black, red, it doesn't matter the race. Doesn't matter the education or the money. Just matters if we accept Him as our personal Savior. Well, that's my sermon for today, and I hope you got something out of it. We'll be looking into the Word of God here in just a few minutes. But let me encourage you, friend, to be found faithful to good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church in your neighborhood somewhere. And if you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area, hey, we'd love for you to go to church with us. Maybe you live in the Asheville area, but if you're coming through or live there, give me a call for information on how to go to church with us in the Asheville, North Carolina area. Number's 828-778-3350. 828-778-3350. And I'd love to give you information on our church and have you go to church with us in Asheville, North Carolina. All right, let's go ahead and look into the Word of God in the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, that's a book that Paul, under the inspiration of God, wrote. And we'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. That's one I choose to use. I believe it to be the true, infallible, the inerrant, the preserved Word of God. And we've been chapter 1, pick up reading in verse number 20. Alexander Scorby is actually doing the reading for us. Please follow along with us.
Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that, according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
This morning I faced that old tempter, and he wrestled me all the day long. He said, you can't win, God knows you've sinned, and by sundown I'll steal your song. But oh, how those birds sang in my heart as I went to my altar to pray. That old devil just run as the answer returned, forgiven was all that the blood had to say. I'll wait to see what the blood has to say. I'll wait to hear from the Lamb. Satan might tell me I'm finished today. Unfold your hands, it's just too late to pray. God will not hear you, he's turned you away. But I'll wait to see what the blood has to say. For ages he's roared like a lion and caused many souls to grow weak. But the truth of the matter is that he also backs each time he hears the blood speak. So be of good courage when you think you can't win, and old Satan says no one can heal. The blood of the Lamb will determine the end, and the blood of the Savior can speak for itself. it's just too late to pray. God will not hear you, He's turned you away. But I'll wait to see what the blood has to say. I'll wait to see what the blood has to say.
An evangelist, a singer, and a songwriter, Brother Billy Fields. I'll wait to see what the blood has to say. Well, I'm going to play a song in memory of the late John McCain. Great song. Hope you enjoy this one right here.
Another soldier said farewell today, so I knelt down to say a prayer. It is the soldier that we have to thank for the freedom that we share. It's not the end of the soldier's life. He's fought hard and he's sacrificed. Now he'll go to find peace and love.
Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, Another Soldier, in honor and memory of the late John McCain. And hope you enjoyed that one. Well, folks, we're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll come back in. Have you some more great gospel music? Please stay around. We'll be back right after this.